You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Steamboat Springs, Colorado, to Stade, Switzerland, to Lubbock, Texas, to around the block, we are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this glorious summer afternoon.
Right.
And we're back, everybody.
We're back.
We are back.
Boy, yeah, we got a lot to talk about today, Mark. It's been a long time. I think the last time we were in studio was February or March of last year.
Right after the world turned upside down.
Or right before it turned upside down.
Right. Before or after it turned upside down.
Well, in March is when everything closed down, right? I mean, it originally
March
started.
March 13th, it closed down. Our show was, the last time we did the show was?
Either February or March.
Oh, February or March.
Yes,
okay.
I'm thinking early March. Either way, here we are now back to in studio for the first time. And like Mark said, I think we're returning slowly to normalcy.
Normalcy, right. A little bit.
Hey, before we get into everything, Mark, let's start the show like we usually would, and wishing happy birthday to all our celebrity.
We're also in a new studio, by the way. We're in a new studio.
Big shout to LA Talk Radio. Yeah. The other one was great, but this was cool,
like
modern,
it.
Right?
I like it. It's cool.
Paint job.
It's got a nice vibe to it.
Got the nice view of Ventura Boulevard. Fantastic. But anyhow, we start the show, if you haven't heard us for a long time, which you evidently have not, we start the show wishing a happy birthday wish to all the celebrities and pseudo and quasi celebrities.
Speaking about celebrities, did you see the celebrity All-Star or the playoff or the All-Star game at the
after the Home Run Derby?
Yeah.
No, because I'm thinking, who are these celebrities going to be? Is it going to be like
NBA? We'll go over those celebrities after we get the birthdays, I guess.
Actually, let's hear the celebrities first.
Well, the best one was Anthony Mackie, who, you know, other than hosting the ESPYs the other day, he's been on a few other things, but mm-hmm. I never really gave him much thought.
Right.
But after hosting the ESPYs, the guy was great.
Wow.
And then he's one of the celebrities on the All-Star softball team, and he was good.
He
was good. The other ones were some two-time Grammy-nominated, rapper guy I never
winner,
heard of.
Not winner.
There were a couple of TikTokers there.
I think we got a couple TikTokers celebrating their birthday today, too, Mark.
Okay, but I mean,
Harrison Ford, how many candles is he celebrating today?
I'd say Harrison Ford's 76.
Well, you're usually very good at this. 78.
Ah, okay.
That is good.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford is celebrating 78 today.
I've just seen a couple of his movies in the last week. Regarding Henry and Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, I just TiVo'd that. Looking forward to seeing again. Ken Young, he's a doctor.
From Hangover.
Hangover. He's one of the judges on Mast.
And he was in Filthy Rich Asians.
Yeah, how old?
I'd say he's 48.
57.
Wow.
So he looks good for his age.
Asians, they usually age gracefully.
Patrick Stewart, isn't he?
Captain.
Is he Captain Kirk?
No, he's not Captain Kirk.
Bernard or something.
I'd say he's 78.
80.
I was going to say
usually good within 2 years.
Yeah.
Dodger, Corey Bellinger, 25, and he's already got an MVP, Rookie of the Year, and a World Series.
Yeah, you know, that's how it is in baseball now. You start him young. That Soto guy, he's 22 for
Washington.
Right.
I remember when he was 19 when he came up early.
He's 22. And he's,
our buddy, Cheech Marin.
I'd say he's 76.
74. So far, you're doing good. You're getting within a couple of years.
Yep.
Here we go. A TikToker, Mark. He's 18 today.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Vic.
It's a Vic?
It's a Vic. Do you know him?
It's a Vic.
Yeah.
I know it's a Mo, but I didn't know it's a Vic.
Yeah. The girl from AGT, her name is Rihanna Antoinette. She's 28. She was that creepy-looking chick that had the hair. She looked like she was from the that one scary movie. Her hair was, she never said anything. Her hair would cover her face, and she was like a magician.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember that?
No.
Anyhow, you don't remember her. She was creepy. She's 28 today.
28.
So, yeah, and Yasiel Medel. Morales, 38, baseball player. So that's it. Happy birthday to everybody celebrating a birthday today.
Right.
I'm not even sure what sign that would be.
And
make
a belated happy birthday to Blake Harris, who turned 25 on Friday of last week.
Your son, my nephew, 25.
25 years old. Wow. How about that?
How the
happy birthday, buddy.
Is he listening?
He might be. He's hitting the keys. He's already conducting business.
He's usually a fax checker for us when we need him.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it's been so long since we've been back in. I haven't had him check the fax. Haven't do anything.
Well, do you want to start out with talking about the last year? Do you want to start out with some shout-outs?
Let's go with some shout-outs.
Yeah.
Let's start with some shout-outs because I think we have a few.
Do you want to go with
the... Well, all right. The first shout-out that I'm going to have is to the Pasadena Pops, which is a great organization based in Pasadena, and they have this outdoor summer season of outdoor concerts at the Los Angeles Arboretum.
Which is like the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah, in Arcadia, right across the street from the Santa Anita racetrack. And it's at the Arcadia, or the Los Angeles Arboretum. And every year, during the summer, they've got the Pasadena Pops is there for the outside performances. And we've been going there, I guess, maybe 6 years we've been going there, something like that.
Yeah.
So on Saturday, they weren't there last year. So they returned this year for the first time in 2 years.
And more people there than ever before.
Yeah, this was a record for them. And it might have been the reason was because it was the Road to Motown, which is, was great.
A fan favorite for a lot of people.
Better ones that we've been to.
Yeah.
Wasn't expecting it to be as great as it was, but it really was. Road to Motown, Michael Feinstein as conductor, as usual, which is
awesome.
The guy's, I always say it, the guy's a real hoot.
Yeah.
He knows everybody. He knows everything. He's been around forever. He's the purveyor of the Great American Songbook.
Yeah.
And on Saturday night, we had a great guest, including Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr., which they were both great.
I think Marilyn McCoo was on Solid Gold.
I think so. Yeah, you might be right about that. Yeah. Thelma Houston. I got to say, I don't know. I'm too familiar with Thelma Houston. Spectrum, special guest. Now, this is good because
they were good.
I never heard of Spectrum before, but
yeah.
They were there. It's a four-person group, and they were – what would you compare them to? Like
They were a tribute band what they are. They were like the Temptations.
Yeah, okay.
But
that.
They were like the Temptations or the Four Tops, but they basically sang a multitude of all the different favorites.
And they were great.
Yeah. There's four
Spectrum.
Or five of them, and they all dressed the same.
And I like it. They were saying that we're called Spectrum because we cover a spectrum of music,
yeah.
Which is true. So wrote Motown was –
I didn't like their name, though.
Spectrum?
Yeah, I didn't like their
well,
name.
Well, I get where he says they're coming from.
You know,
that covers the Spectrum.
Yeah.
And then the next one is July 24th, Fleetwood Mac tribute. Now, that should be another really good one.
You won't be here
no,
for that
I'll
one.
Be there. Oh, yeah. We'll all be there. We're all going to be there. That's going to be fantastic. Also, then following on the 14th is the Michael Feinstein Sings Sinatra Songbook. Then 2 weeks later is the Classical Mystery Tour, Music of the Beatles on August 28th. And ending on September 11th with the 100 Years of Broadway.
Wow.
So this
big
is,
shout out.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great concert series. And let me see. Go to PasadenaSymphony-Pops.org. Phone number 626-793-7172. Tickets you can purchase today. And if the rest of these performances are anything like last night or Saturday nights, you want to get your tickets early because these things, it was a sellout.
They didn't say how many people were there, though.
No, they just said it was a sellout.
I posted a picture. I mean, there had to be, I mean, it's an outside venue. It's not the Hollywood Bowl. It's smaller, but I'd say there was
The Hollywood Bowl's outside.
Right. What I was saying is it's this like a park-like thing. It's not a venue like that. I'm thinking there's like 4,000 people there. Maybe five.
Yeah, hard to say.
Yeah.
It was probably 5,000. Maybe 5,000.
Yeah. But you cannot get in unless you showed your vaccination card.
Right, you have to be vaccinated. So if you're going to go, make sure you've got your vaccination card just to show your vaccine. And by the way, you should be vaccinated by now anyhow. And if you haven't been, shame on you.
Gary, come on, this is getting ridiculous. I mean, since California's open, before they opened, we were down to, I think, 100 cases a day.
Yeah.
And now we're up to 1,000 again. And everybody who...
Well, and 95% of those cases are people that have not been vaccinated.
Yeah, which I'm blown away that it's not 99%.
Yeah. So if you want to go to see the Pasadena Pops, get your vaccination, because this is a fantastic concert.
Yeah.
I mean, and don't just go to one. Go to all of them.
Yeah.
The remaining ones.
And don't just get vaccinated just to go to the Pops. Get vaccinated to save your life, for crying out loud.
Save your friend's life. Save your family life.
Your neighbor.
Okay.
Your boss.
Pasadena Symphony -Pops.org 626-793-7172. Fantastic concert series. I advise you to go and have a great time. Because, again, like Matt said, it was like a Hollywood Bowl. You can bring Picnic Kid.
Yeah.
You know, you
all the
your,
booze you want, whether it's whiskey, champagne, wine,
martinis,
or beer. You like bringing the martinis.
Bring
however,
candles,
you did not bring them the other day.
Bring candles for your table.
Yeah.
Bring flowers for your table. Cheese and crackers. Bring a...
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
Yeah.
Cheese and crackers and grapes and... everything. Have a great
as much
time.
As you want. Bring dessert. Bring dessert. And you know, it's been, I think, almost 2 years because it was canceled last year.
Yeah.
And the last time we were there, I think, was September of 2019. So,
right. So almost two years since we went.
Yeah.
And this is, we've been, again, for 5 years or whatever. It's fantastic. It's a
and
great
if
show.
If you're not familiar with the Arboretum or Arcadia, they're known for their peacocks. So there are peacocks roaming all over the place. Beautiful bird, but sometimes a scary bird. I don't know. Chelsea was kind of frightened of them the other day.
Really?
Yeah, my daughter.
They're beautiful. They're beautiful. Yeah, Lucky Baldwin brought them over to
Lucky
the
Baldwin.
Arcadia.
Sounds like a gambler.
He was a gambler. Oh, That's why he's called Lucky Baldwin. Okay. He's the one that started Santa Anita. He brought them over from India in the 1880s.
From India?
Yeah.
And, so the peacock originates from India.
India, right. And other countries, too, but he brought them over from India. So, the peacocks roam around at the Arboretum. So you hear them during the concert, which is fantastic.
Where we parked, the house that we parked on the street, there were four peacocks on the front lawn.
Yeah. A lot of people don't like them. Yeah. Even we get them every so often in our neighborhood.
Hell, you had a bear last week.
Right. We have Homer. Right.
A bear. And I'll take the peacocks.
Some people don't like peacocks because they make a lot of noise, which I think is nice. It's a nice sound. And then they take their they do number two all over the place. So they,
They're probably a nice sound when you hear them on occasion, but when you hear them nonstop, it's terrible.
That's another story.
Yeah.
So anyhow, Pasadena Pops at the Arboretum. Conductor,
back from COVID.
Michael Feinstein. Oh, by the way, also we'll do a pitch for Michael Feinstein. He's at Vitello's.
Vitello's. Is it Vitello's?
This weekend.
Is that Studio City?
In Studio City. It's a restaurant.
That real small Vitello's. Place near the Brady Bunch house?
Yeah. Vitello's. That's where he's going to be this weekend. So if you can't get to the Arboretum and catch the Pasadena Pops, get to Vitello's in Studio City and see Michael Feinstein perform.
I wonder what he's been doing during COVID.
Writing he's got that club, I think, in New York City as well. Yeah. So
is this his club, the Vitello's? Or?
No, he's just performing.
Yeah. But the last year, COVID has been crazy. I mean, we managed to maintain. The first couple months was losing our mind. We started going out probably after 6 months. We would go out on occasion, right? But still, I mean,
even
the whole
wasn't
thing,
the same.
And the first couple months of the whole thing, I remember, by you, did they have the 8 o'clock scream? I guess it was in our neighborhood.
No, we didn't have it by us.
There was the 8 o'clock scream where people in the neighborhood were just yelling, not a scream, a howl or whatever. Mm-hmm. People were putting teddy bears in their window. Did they do that out by you?
Yeah, we did a few teddy bears because we got the bears, the Monrovia bears.
Painting of the rocks.
We did that.
Okay.
Chalking
on the sidewalk. That was a big thing too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Then a lot of people started doing puzzles. I mean,
puzzles.
We were doing
Stacey
puzzles.
Did a couple puzzles
and, interesting. I mean,
playing games,
a lot more games.
Reading a lot more,
and
cooking a lot more, baking a lot more.
That's when I started streaming a lot more things too. Because prior to that, I wasn't doing a lot of streaming, so started doing that. And you find more time to do this, that, and the other thing. And one thing you did do is you saved a lot of money from going out.
Yeah, you did save money from going out
And from driving places. So
yeah. And it helped the environment too because less cars on the streets. I remember the first couple of weeks driving out, and the sky was just as clear as Europe. I mean, it was just like
clear
in Rome. It was just the blue and the sky and the white clouds.
Less
was just
cars,
incredible.
Yeah, less cars on the freeway, less emissions, and
less
smog, people out there too.
Yeah.
But man, it was a hell of a year, and it doesn't figure. After 32 years, the Dodgers finally win the World Series, and there's nobody even there watching them.
And we didn't have a parade.
We didn't have a parade. And then same with the Lakers. Well, Lakers, it's only been 10 years. But how about that? Within the same year, we got the Dodgers and we the Lakers and no parade.
No parade, which is just incredible.
I mean.
Well, I guess we got to look at it like at least we won. But it wasn't the same. Because when also at the World Series, were there fans in the stands? I forget.
5,000.
5,000. Okay,
but it was taking place in Texas.
Oh, that's right. All wacky. Just all wacky. But again. It's behind us.
Yeah.
We're moving forward. California.
So congratulations to the L.A. Dodgers. Congratulations to the L.A. Lakers. Congratulations to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for winning the Super Bowl. Congratulations for the Tampa Bay Lightning winning it last year and this year. And I guess that's it for the four majors.
For the congratulations,
For the major sports and so forth.
Yeah.
But so COVID is behind us, knock on wood, even though people are still – getting
we're still getting over the whole thing, but for the most part, we're on the road to recovery, folks. We're on the road.
And
to
again,
recovery.
If you haven't gotten vaccinated, get vaccinated.
And if you haven't, shame on you.
Shame on you. Emmys.
Emmy nominations went live today.
Yeah.
And what a long, drawn-out process that was doing the nominations.
I told
today.
You it was going to take – there's two people.
Yeah, the two people.
The one guy
doing
was from
– I think you can get in the same room together, especially if you're father and daughter.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were both in New York. I know she was in New York, the woman. I forget what her name was.
But she was his daughter. I don't even know
I had
she
to
is.
Google her. She was in Hamilton, and she won an Emmy last year for some half-fast show.
Oh, okay.
That nobody ever heard of, but yet now they give Emmys to anybody.
Everybody's got an Emmy.
Everybody's got an Emmy.
We don't, but we could have a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
That's another story for another day.
Yeah.
But we should have.
Everybody's got them now. Either everybody's got them or you've been nominated.
Yeah.
But getting Emmys isn't the same thing as it used to be years ago because everybody's got them.
I don't know how many people we
Kenny the Jet, what's his face? Kenny the Jet? He's got two of them.
Yeah. Well, at least he's on TV. But I mean.
How's he getting an award for just doing that one basketball
show? But we know several people, Mark, that have them that aren't even on TV. Really.
So anyhow, the nominations went out today, and a lot of the usual ones are there. And there are a lot of them that you just got to wonder, really?
How they get nominated?
You know.
That woman for Aretha. Did you see Aretha?
No.
You know, because it was pretty good. But, I would say congratulations to her, but I would say I'm not sure if she was deserving of that. But like
but
you just said.
Just like Oscars, if you are going to do a bio performance, the bio performances usually win. Ian McGregor?
Yeah.
Ian McKellen? No, which one is it? McGregor? Ian McGregor?
Yeah.
He's nominated for Halston.
He was good.
He's probably going to win.
Yeah.
He's good, but at the start you were saying he wasn't that good. He was miscast, you said, when this thing started.
Oh, I said his
but
look.
But anyhow, Ian McGregor, he's nominated for the Emmy for Halston.
He won a couple years ago for Fargo when he played the twins.
Huh,
yeah.
Okay.
So he's already got one.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But anyhow, the nominations went out today. I already sent a text and got a text back from our buddy Anthony Anderson's nominated again for Blacklist.
And that's legitimate. You know, people question me sometimes. You post that picture. We're not going to go out to dinner with him every Friday night, but he's a legitimate friend.
Yeah.
And buddy.
He got back to me, I don't know, about 10 minutes after I said, which I understood it took 10 minutes because he's all his really close friends and family to get back to. But he's been nominated for, I think, 5 years in a row. Or 6 years in a row.
Well, that's pretty good that he got back to you within 10 minutes.
Yeah. Every year that the show's been on, I believe he's been nominated. But
yeah,
he's never won.
I was thinking about that today.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like Peter O'Toole with the Oscar. At one point in time, you got to say, wow. Or same with Glenn Close, right? She's been nominated 8 times.
And never won.
Yeah.
And then what was the name for the girl in Woman and All My Children? She was nominated for like 18 times.
Oh,
and she
longer.
Won.
I think, yeah.
She finally won her last season.
I think longer than that.
Okay.
Yeah. I think sooner or later, I mean... You don't want to have, like you don't have to give him the celebratory one or the honorary one. You just got to bite the bullet and say she deserves it.
Yeah.
And regardless of the fact, give
it
to her.
If you're nominated every year, you're being nominated for a reason because you're good.
Yeah.
And so you're saying that for every one of those years, somebody better than you was out there.
I doubt that. You know.
Yeah.
I doubt that.
So, and again, there's some new ones, some good ones. Emily in Paris looked like Sam Rubin didn't think that much about that.
I liked it.
I liked it.
I think a lot of people liked it.
Yeah.
I mean, hard to question, is it Emmy worthy? Because half the stuff that is nominated isn't. It's not like it used to be, I think.
Well, that's because when it used to, it was always just network. Now there's just so much stuff out there, so much a mishmash. There was this, the one woman nominated for Best Actress in a comedy series is the woman that is in Saturday Night Live.
Right, right.
The show that she's on?
Yeah.
I never heard of it.
Squizzle or
I never heard
squirrel?
Of that. Yeah.
Or, Swizzle or something like that.
I never heard of Swizzle or Squizzle or whatever it is.
I mean, a lot of that stuff.
Keenan. The show is awful.
So it was nominated. Was he nominated?
Nominated, but the show isn't.
Okay.
The show is so bad, it's hard to say how if he's really good in it because the
I
show
thought
is
you liked
so bad.
The show.
No, the show was awful. Oh. I didn't make it through the one episode.
Oh, you like The Rock Show, which preceded...
Yeah, The Rock Show is good. Yeah. Young Rock.
Yeah.
Young Rock.
That preceded...
That's good. Yeah, Young Rock is good.
That's already off, right? They're already
Well, they're done with it. They did the season. Yeah. It's done. So,
the Emmys are going to be taking place here on Sunday, September 19th.
Yes.
And we will be hosting our annual event on Friday, September 17th.
17th, correct.
At the...
Huge, Wild Creations Celebrity Lifestyle Gifting Suite... During Emmy Week in Hollywood, space still available. If you're interested, contact us at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com or go to our website, wowcreationsmedia.com.
I think
we have a
few spots left. I think about 8 spots. So if you have a brand, a product line, or a service that you'd like to introduce to the celebrities, the media, this is the way to go.
Elevate your brand's marketing exposure in Hollywood and beyond.
We have a media footprint of over 250,000, which is probably 300,000 as we speak.
Yep.
So if you haven't done it once, you got to do it. It may not be for everybody. We have a lot of return clients that keep on coming back. But again, it's not for everybody, but everybody should do it at least once. And after a year absence. We did the Oscars in February.
Yep.
Huge.
Yep.
We had a huge response. So try to mark it on your calendar, September 17th.
Yep.
If your media, contact us if you want to attend. But hey, did you hear that? Another note, I just saw this in the news the other day. Drake had a date at Dodger Stadium. He rented out Dodger Stadium for the date.
No.
He rented out the whole stadium because they were on the road, and he had a fancy schmancy table in the center of the field. And
is he a Dodger fan?
No, but I think he's a big fan of Life and Romance.
Oh, okay, well that's fine, but stuff like that should be saved for the fans of the Dodgers, and not just because it's a big place. I'm going to go out and rent this big place.
How much do you think they charge for that?
Well, I wouldn't even know where to go with that. Well, again, if you're not a Dodger fan. Or unless the date was a Dodger fan. You got no business.
She's a model. I don't know who she is. But just like after the BET, she rented out the SoFi Stadium for the after party.
So all right, because you want a big space. And it's,
so let's say it's $250,000 to rent Dodger Stadium, and you want to impress this gal. Where would you find $2,000 better spent for this dinner date or $250,000?
Yeah.
$250,000 for this dinner date or to be on Virgin Galactica for 50 minutes.
Oh, Virgin Galactica for 15 minutes, without question.
Yeah.
Yeah, without question.
Yeah. So I think that was pretty awesome watching that the other day.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. More kudos for him. But again, I'm still on the fence here about,
being
when
an
you
astronaut,
get to the edge of space.
The Carmine Line, right?
Yeah.
Carmine Line?
Something like that. You know, like Jeff Bezos next week, he's actually taking that Saturn V type rocket into the outer space.
Five.
I mean, he's going to be up there floating around and come crashing back down. This thing was a souped-up plane that went to the edge of space for
minutes. Is Bezos' plan to bring tourists up there?
I'm sure it is. Yeah,
okay.
I'm sure he's going to
because this seemed like a better tourist type of a thing.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was great. I like Richard Branson. The whole thing is cool. But, again, it's tough. It's tough swallowing the fact that he's got his astronaut wings just because you get to the edge of space.
I guess they're going to be giving those to everybody then.
It's kind of like when you were a kid. I remember we flew TWA. They gave you the pilot wings.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of cheesy in a way. When you give them to a kid, here's your pilot wings. And now you get to the edge of space, you get your astronaut wings. I don't know. It just sounds a little cheesy.
What cheesy is, like I said, if they're going to be giving them to everybody that...
would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah.
And I would assume that comes from NASA.
That's a good question. That's something to be looked into because it was like the Guinness Book of World Records where the Guinness is always there to confirm your record.
Uh-huh.
So NASA was right there with the box of the wings, the astronaut wings to give to you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But
again, it looked great. The thing was neat how it landed and took off and everything. And
yeah, I love the whole thing.
Yeah, great.
That seems more like a tourist thing. If I had a choice of going up in a rocket like Bezos or this thing,
that's because the rocket thing that Bezos is doing, it's a true astronaut thing.
Yeah.
I mean, this is more of a
tourist.
Yeah,
but that's his
whole
goal.
So more people are going to want to take the plane than the Saturn V.
That was his whole goal, and just like Elon Musk with SpaceX. Now, he's not doing the tourist thing. He's just doing for...
Satellites, exploration,
But I heard this morning the
environment.
News, I think he's going to be riding up with Bezos, too. He got an invite to go, I think.
This one in a couple days?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you hear that?
No.
I heard that he got an invite to go, so I don't know if that means
how
next
many people
week?
Can get in that thing?
I know
he's bringing his brother.
Yeah. What does his brother do?
He's a very low key type of a gig. And he's not even working at Amazon.
Yeah.
Speaking of Amazon, going past the Burbank airport the other day after I dropped Stacy off.
Yeah.
Right there to the side of it, they got this massive.
Oh, right. Yeah,
when did that thing go up?
Probably about a year ago.
Boy, yeah. I mean, it's just massive.
On Hollywood Way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I noticed that probably during last summer when we.
Yeah, it's just massive. But anyhow, good luck to Bezos. We met him at the Emmys two or three years ago. Only for a moment.
Yeah. He seemed scared.
The meeting was so brief. We didn't have a chance to get a selfie.
Yeah, but he seemed scared.
and the thing I was surprised with too, he was only like with one guy. When you're the richest man in the world, I would think you got a security detail around you, almost like if you're the president or something.
Yeah.
One big guy next to you, or something.
Yeah, I mean,
protect you from kidnapping.
Whatchamacallit? Mayweather doesn't go anywhere without two of those big Goombas.
Mayweather?
Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather?
Yeah. He doesn't go anywhere without those two big
guys.
He's
almost irrelevant at this point.
Yeah. Well, he's rich. He's worth, like half a billion. And just like that guy.
Oh, Floyd Mayweather. I'm thinking, for whatever reason, I was thinking about...
it's kind of a status thing, I think, too. you know, you
but
have
welcome to space. We're back. We're back. And I'm fine with private enterprise going to space. The government role in space, I think, is ridiculous. We've done all we need to do as far as I'm concerned. I don't see any reason why we need to go to Mars. If we want to go back to the moon, okay with the moon. It's close enough, and it's kind of a cool thing. But Mars, I don't see the benefit of Mars.
Yeah,
and not to mention, people are dying and homeless over here. We don't need to spend trillions and trillions of dollars to go to Mars. We just don't.
Yeah,
I just watched 2001 A Space Odyssey the other night, and trust me, we don't need to go back.
You mean to the moon or Mars?
Mars. Oh, yeah. Moon, maybe. I don't know.
Not
but Mars,
mention,
forget it.
Not to mention, did you see that one with... the movie with Brad Pitt a couple years ago called Adstra.
No.
That was great. I don't know how far in the future that took place, but they had installation.
He was going back to look for his father or something.
Yeah.
I lost
space. Way, right? Way, way back there. But they had a pit stop in Mars, which was like a whole
private enterprise, go for it. Yeah. U.S. involvement, forget it. Yeah. We don't need to spend that kind of money anymore.
Yeah, I
That's
hear
my
you.
Two cents.
Yeah, I hear you. But on another note, COVID last year prevented us from attending the Las Vegas Concours d'Elegance. Of course, with everything else, was canceled last year. But back this year, the Concours d'Elegance Las Vegas has returned, and we are very proud to be able to be attending again and promoting the show. Again, it wasn't in 2020, but we had the pleasure of participating in 2019.
Was that the premier year, 2019? Or was
you know, I should know that, Stuart. If you're listening, my apologies. I think it was, though. I really think it was.
The debut year?
Took place
what do you call
in 2019?
Debut year,
premier?
The premiere, the first time they did an event.
Debut, premiere.
Okay, something. There's premiering. Another word for it. I can't think of what it is.
But if you know anything about Concours d'Elegance or you like old cars, classical cars, even muscle cars, there's a couple of muscle cars here too, classic. There's one in Beverly Hills every year on Father's Day, not the last 2 years because of COVID. There's one up in Monterey, Pebble Beach. If you can't get to those, this one is awesome. I mean, we were at the – so I guess we were at the premiere one.
I think it was the first one, the debut, the premiere.
Fantastic. Again, Stuart, thank you for inviting us and allowing us to attend. Talk about doing it with class. Not only the car is great, Friday night there was a party, the opening.
The Grand
party.
Gala.
Grand Gala was fantastic. Wonderful food, open bar, entertainment. It took place at in downtown Las Vegas at
Brain Research Place. There was the building was designed by Frank Gehry.
Yeah,
I forget what the name of the place was, but it was Brain Research.
Yeah, a wonderful evening, and on Saturday it took place at a country club where all these beautiful cars. I mean, they had that Ralph Lauren. $1 million car that was there. Just classic, some muscle cars, Rolls Royces.
Is there a website?
The website is, keep going.
Well, he's going to get to the website in a minute, but it's the weekend of October 24th.
Easy enough. Las Vegas Concourse, and that's concours.com. LasVegasConcourse.com. It is taking place October 21st through the 24th. In Las Vegas.
21st to the 24th?
Yeah.
Oh, later than last year.
Yeah, well, last year was right before our birthday, too.
Okay.
We're right around the same time.
Okay.
You know, I think it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But last time, it was the Friday night was the party. Mm-hmm. Saturday was the full day of the car, which was on the golf course. Wonderful food that they had at, it wasn't a mansion, but it was a wonderful, huge,
house
where lunch was served. And
in a new development in Henderson.
Absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Very classy, Stuart. And on Sunday, they had all the cars rolling down Las Vegas.
A parade of some sort.
Yeah,
right?
Rolling down Las Vegas Boulevard.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool, seeing Las Vegas Boulevard shut down and all these classic cars. Stuart knows how to do it, and tickets are still available. But trust me, they are going to go quick. So get them on the website. I like it. It says, diamonds are a grill's best friend. This is the postcard as a reminder that was going out to everybody. And we're going to be providing all our invited Emmy guests one of these.
At our gifting suite in
September.
Gifting
suite. But does it with class. So, Stuart, thanks again. And get those tickets for later this year. Oh, it's taking place at Las Vegas Ballpark, the brand-new ballpark in Las Vegas.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brand new. So has anything played there yet?
I don't think so.
Anything yet?
I don't think so.
That's
Have you looked
great.
At that yet?
No.
And Tobian Sports, I think, or Tobian Motors is their...
Yeah. Tobin Motors is presenter. Tobin Motors is presenting the Las Vegas Concours d'Elegance.
So if you October like cars 21st. Just a little bit, and if you're in L.A., it's close enough to get out there for a weekend, but you better look into it quick because not only is that taking place that weekend, there's a big convention in town, and the Raiders are in town. Well, they are. They're playing.
They're home.
They're home playing Philadelphia. So It's going to be a hell of a weekend in Las Vegas. Vegas is a nutty place, the first place, but when you include the Raider fans,
yeah, it makes it even crazy.
Yeah, and they play at the Death Star.
Death Star, yeah.
Yeah.
So make sure you get your tickets, make your reservation, and if you're a car lover, you want to be where we're going to be that weekend in Las Vegas. So
yeah.
Please go there and enjoy. So again, part of everything getting back to normal. Normalcy across the board. Matt and I return to Del Mar Racing on Friday.
Right,
it's
yeah.
opening day of Del Mar, Friday the 16th of July at Del Mar Racetrack in Del Mar, California. And, you know, we're regulars here of Santa Anita because we live right over here. We go to the Kentucky Derby. We go to all the racing. But opening day at Del Mar is unlike anything else at Belmont, at the Preakness, at Churchill Downs, Santa Anita. Opening day at Del Mar is second to none.
Yeah.
There's 45,000 people that go. It's a place to be seen. It's fashion. It's food. It's elegance, cigars.
Gambling.
People.
Betting on the horses.
I mean,
the,
it's
the food.
Just.
It is. It's one of the best. I mean, we've been to the Kentucky Derby many times, but the opening day for Del Mar, it's different.
Second to none.
Yeah.
So we were going to be there. And I'm not sure if tickets are still available for Friday because I think they went out. I think they sold out 15, in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
The website is dmtc.com, and that's Del Mar Thoroughbred Club. Summer starts Friday, July 16th. They're having their world-famous hat contest. Now, this is something in itself worth the trip to Del Mar.
Yeah.
The hats.
Four different categories.
Yeah, four different categories of different hats. They got the wild, these just wild, crazy-looking things. They've got elegant ones. They've got average, the conservative
what's
ones.
The real small kind?
Fascinators. You know, so the hat contest is incredible. The racing is incredible. The fashion, the food. Like I said, it's drinking. It's
and the variety of people, too, is crazy. I mean,
you got
people
that are in shorts and flip-flops and T-shirts.
Drinking and then, Budweiser.
Right. And then you got people that are just dressed to the nines.
Drinking champagne.
Having their vie. And, you know, you got people smoking their Tipperillos. You got people smoking your Cabanos. It's just an eclectic mix of people, men and women. You got the Rolls Royces there, the Ferraris, the Lamborghinis.
And then you got the 1984 Toyotas rolling up.
You know, it's just an eclectic mix of people. And it's fantastic. And we look forward to this thing all year. We missed it again like last year. Like everybody missed.
We missed everything.
Stuff.
We go out quite often for this or for that. We get invited to this, that, and the other thing. And last year, that was probably the worst thing. Not going out.
Well, no. You mean not going out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Being not going out anywhere was terrible.
Yeah. So that was a drag that we missed it. Well, everybody missed it.
Yeah.
Well, the race still took place. But
the race
just,
took place.
Yeah.
Well, opening day took place. Yeah. The race took place. And then they had a virtual contest. The hat contest was virtual.
Yeah.
You know, you just do it from home, take a picture, and they'll just judge you or whatever. Which, you know, the virtual, you got to do what you got to do. But, you know, I'm not
and
a big fan
place
of
is
virtual.
Always jam packed. Do you need I think you need to be vaccinated because we have to check in at the vaccination.
Well, you need to be vaccinated to go to certain parts. The turf club, you have to be vaccinated to get in the turf club. And other places you have to be vaccinated. Otherwise, it's pretty much wide open.
Because I know you have to check in. We have to show our card. Yeah. But because that place is
we
so
we do because we're coming as press.
Yeah.
The media has to. But everybody else, I don't think it's not like the Arboretum the other day.
Yeah.
But we do. So.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So jam-packed. Looking forward to it. And then we just got invited to attend the Inn at Rancho Santa Fe opening day after party. Which takes place. There's multiple ones. The one that they've had for years is at the L'Auberge Hotel, which is right next door to the Del Mar, which is great. We've been there for three times went there.
And that's great because it's only 5 minutes away.
Right.
And it's right on the beach, and it's a classy hotel.
But it's the cost is ridiculous.
Yeah.
We were guests, so we didn't have to worry about that. But if you're not a guest or an invited guest.
Even if you're invited and you pay for a ticket, it includes getting in and food.
And the food
no
is just cocktails. little tables of this and that. It's not like a big, elegant buffet or anything.
What do you call that? Nosh?
Nosh. Yeah, I would say nosh.
It's a good variety, but it's like little nibbles.
Little taco.
But not even one drink.
But they're getting away with it because of the L'Auberge, and they're right next door. They're not even the official party. The official party is at the Rancho Valencia Hotel.
So that's the official one?
Yes.
Wow.
At the Rancho Valencia Hotel. We did that
What
two
makes
years
that
ago.
Official, though? Because they were the first
you
one?
You pay for it. You pay to be the official. It's on their website.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
You're paying
for
that. So we won't be going to the We've been to that one before. We've been to L'Auberge multiple times. This is the first time we are going to the Inn at Rancho Santa Fe. So let me give you some information
really
about that one.
Really looking forward to that
Tickets
one.
Are still available. It's the ultimate Del Mar racing opening day after party. It's entitled the Hats, Heels, and Hooves. Go to
what's it called?
Hats, Heels, and Hooves.
I don't like that.
The Inn. It's great. It's great. That's a great name.
I don't like how it sounds.
It's a great name.
But you're absolutely right. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Hooves. Yeah. I had to click. I didn't click the Hooves.
The Inn at rsf.com. That's the website. So you go to the INNATRSF.com. And Hats, Heels, and Hooves Party. Tickets are available at Eventbrite. And again, it's the ultimate Del Mar racing opening day after party. It is at the Inn at Rancho Santa Fe, which is a great place in itself. I stayed there many years, 25 years ago. We were there for a weekend. We went there for a wedding, and I love it because
Was that Aleta?
No. Aleta got married at the Morgan. It's a country club, I guess. Wow. It was out there. And this Inner Rancho Santa Fe was fantastic. They have like cabanas and little villas all over the place, so it was really terrific. So it's a great place. Go to the website, and if you don't go to the opening night party, book a room and come back and visit them next week or the following week or whatever. But get out there, and we send our thanks out to the Inn at Rancho Santa Fe for the invite to be there this weekend. So we are looking forward to that.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. After a day of racing and
hopefully a day of winning.
Yeah, you know, we don't normally bet that much.
No,
I guess
we
because
don't.
Which is odd because we love betting at the races.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
But when we're at Del Mar, I think we spend more time looking at fashion.
Socializing. Eating.
Drinking.
Smoking our cigars.
And so we spend more time doing all that, which is...
Than racing.
Yeah.
Which is fine because you could do racing any day of the week.
Yeah.
You could do gambling any day of the week at the races, especially with San Anita
The they'll just tell you what a scene this whole thing is.
It's a scene.
Yeah, if we're not spending time gambling, we're spending time everything else. And, you know, the hat contest is time-consuming, too, when you're watching that. And
takes a while.
And it's going to be beautiful weather. I think it's going to be 72.
72 and sunny. It always is in San Diego County. 74 and sunny is what they say for San Diego. 74
wow.
And sunny.
74
perfect.
And sunny, yeah.
But I think you're right. It's going to be 72 on Friday, which, again, is still perfect.
Yeah.
And it usually always is about the same temperature whenever we're there.
The last time we were there, I thought it was kind of hot.
Hot, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that could have been 77, and it just seemed hot because
right.
we spent. And, you know, when you're wearing your hat all day.
Yeah, you're dressed up.
You're drinking,
you got your tie on and everything.
Yeah, you got the tie in, and I think this is the first year we're going without ties.
Yeah.
Which is
you mentioned the other day, and I just thought you're not going to wear it. I'm not going to wear it.
I just said to you, we're wearing ties because I was looking at old pictures, and we always had a tie.
Yep.
But I think that was 2 years ago we stopped that, and through all the races at Santa Anita this year, we went with no ties either. But again, like you were saying, wearing a tie, wearing a hat, drinking, and you're out in the sun, you know, 72 may feel like 82.
Right. Gotcha.
Yeah. Very much looking forward to that. So thank you.
Inn at Rancho Santa Fe.
And thank you, Del Mar.
Yeah, thank you, Del Mar.
Have you seen the new tequila by the one Kardashian? Was
no,
it Kendall
which
Jenner?
Kardashian?
I think it's Kendall.
Kendall's got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
818.
Wait a minute. Is Kendall the billionaire or Kendall's the model?
Kendall's the model.
Model, okay.
Yeah.
So they came to her and they just said, listen, you want to make a shitload of money? Let's put your name attached. Let's attach you to this tequila.
Supposedly she's a big tequila fan.
And how old is she?
I think she's like 24.
Oh, okay.
Or 23.
Okay.
But, yeah, so it's supposedly, and it just recently came out, it was supposed to, it had a price tag on for
$100.
$400?
$100. Oh, for $100.
Yeah.
Okay.
How much do you think you could get it for at Costco?
50?
32.
32?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that where you saw that?
Whitney told me about it.
Oh, what's it called? 1818?
818.
818.
That's her area code.
Okay.
Because she's in Calabasas. I guess Calabasas
is 818. The bigger question here is, what is Whitney doing at the booze section at the Costco?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, that is a good question. That's my daughter. She's not really a drinker, but... I think they were looking for her and Max were looking for a bottle of wine or something.
Okay.
That's what they bring. By the way, Whitney's making her corn dip for Friday,
boy.
And they're bringing a bottle of wine. But I think
terrific.
They were looking. I think they're looking at wine.
Okay.
But yeah, 818. And this bottle. Have you seen the picture of the bottle?
You sent it to me.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like something you get like at Trader Joe's.
Right.
Hey, I'm not knocking Trader Joe's.
At first, I thought the same thing, but the more I think about it, the more I like it.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I love the. What's his name? The Clooney one. What's that called?
Oh, Casamigos.
Yeah. Love that one.
Yeah.
And then, geez.
There's Aviation Gin.
Yeah.
By Ryan Reynolds.
No, but Breaking Bad guy. What's his name?
He's got a...
Yeah, and I love him with the other guy from Breaking Bad.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, what is it, though? Is it whiskey?
No, it's tequila.
Oh, tequila.
And the bottle looks great. It's called Los Gatos or Los Tequila. Mm. Great-looking bottle. Mm. And priced comparable to Clooney.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. So...
Well, if it's priced comparable to Clooney, I'm getting Clooney's.
Yeah, so am I. No doubt about it.
I'll get his if it's less.
Unless you're, you know, a tequila guy and you want to just try them all, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen the new Rolls Royce? The one they're only making three of?
Oh, yeah. The Boatfin.
Boatfin.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
It's okay.
25 million.
How much?
25 million.
I thought it was 10.
No, 25. Only making three of them. I figured an Arab prince or king would own one of them. I figured Bezos would own one of them and some rapper would own another one. Yeah. Maybe Jay-Z.
I gave you there was an article in the magazine or newspaper. I gave that to you a few weeks ago, didn't I? About a month ago, actually.
About the car?
The boat.
Yeah.
The boat wing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. The more I see the Rolls-Royce Wraith, the more I like the Rolls-Royce Wraith. I like the Dawn, the convertible. I've always liked the convertible. But if given the choice, I don't know, the Wraith is just so sporty.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that you would take that over the convertible Dawn.
Yeah, that is true.
Because the convertible Dawns, we just saw that when we were in Vegas.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That was hot. Yeah.
We're driving on the strip going one way, and the...
We were in Vegas, by the way, a couple weeks ago for the Miss Nevada USA pageant. We did the celebrity gifting for the pageant. So we were there for the gala event and so forth. And then we went and spent afterwards. It happened to be opening weekend for Resort World.
Resort World.
Which, if you haven't seen or never heard of Resort World, which you probably haven't, this is the first one west of the Mississippi. They just opened it a couple weeks ago. They also have one in New York, which
Catskills.
Will be that one in August 18th. We're going back there for the Miss New York USA
pageant. We'll tap on this for a second. I want to go back to the Rolls Royce. When we were on our way to Resort World, the convertible Dawn Rolls Royce was on the side of us.
Windows down.
Gentleman was driving. It looked like Spike Lee was riding shotgun. I don't think he was, but anyhow, the story is coming up. But we get to the Resort World, and first time there, they had a fantastic display of Rolls Royces. Must have been about 20 of them, right?
Yes.
Never seen so many Rolls Royces before. Beautiful, beautiful exhibit. I'm not sure it's going to remain there, but beautiful colors. Absolutely fantastic.
Yep.
We enjoyed our evening at the Resort World. There must have been a million people there. Then on our way back to our hotel, on the strip going the other way, we come across the same convertible Dawn Rolls-Royce.
Going
the other direction with a different dude.
In the passenger.
So we couldn't figure out if this Rolls-Royce owner was an Uber driver or he's just bringing people back and forth to a party, because it just seemed weird. He had one person going east, one person going west. I don't know.
Strange.
It just,
but Resort World was fantastic.
Yeah.
We've never been to one before. The only other one that we know of is in New York.
Yeah, is that the only other one there is?
Well, it might be. I don't know. I didn't even look at it. Yeah.
Aren't they in Asia, in Hong Kong?
Could be. They're owned by a Chinese company,
yeah,
so
okay,
I'm not sure if they're over there as well.
Okay.
But it was a great place. It was huge. I mean, just ginormous.
Massive, yeah.
You know, what can you say about the place? It was great.
Yeah. Coincidentally, it was great to be there the same time we were there for the pageant.
Yeah, it was great being there for the pageant. It was great being there for the opening weekend of the Resort World. Great for the first time. I've been going to Vegas for 40 years. Never been to Batista's Hole in the Wall, which is where we went for dinner.
Yeah, terrible name. They dropped the hole in the
wall. I like it. I like Batista's Hole in the Wall.
But you say that and people think like, but anyhow, fantastic, like Mark said.
It's $30 and you get your choice of your pasta, your soup, your salad.
Garlic bread.
Great
garlic bread, too.
We had a dessert, too. Wasn't there dessert?
No, we had cappuccino.
Oh, cappuccino. There's no dessert. They give you cappuccino with it.
Did you say wine?
Oh, wine. You get a carafe of wine.
All the wine you could drink.
All the wine you could drink, okay.
We didn't have to ask for it. We went to the first carafe. Actually, it took us a while to go through the first one. The second one we went through in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's Batista's Hole in the Wall. And that's a non-paid endorsement right there. It was a good place. I mean,
small.
I guess all the celebrities in the 70s and 80s used to go and hang out there.
You know, Nick Cage was there 2 years ago.
Yeah, they got all these pictures on the walls, you know, with everybody that's
been
there.
Do we make the wall?
I don't know. I didn't provide him a picture. I don't know if you did. We should send him one, see if we can make the wall.
Yeah.
But great. It was Batista's Hole in the Wall. Really Italian, by the way. It was really neat. Really neat. So
very good, too. And price great. Yeah. And that being said, we were there for Miss Nevada. Speaking of the beauty pageants, we're currently working on Miss Maryland USA and Miss
July 24th, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Taking place in Bethesda, Maryland on the 24th, which is just
21st,
short,
I believe. 21st? July 21st, yeah.
Oh, boy. That's just a...
And we are providing the official lifestyle gift bags. Not a lot of time. If you still have interest in getting in, there's still a couple days if you get the product to Maryland in time.
Yeah.
But we will not be there for that event, which we have many times in the past. And it's been awesome.
It's a great event to go to.
I love when you land and we go through D.C. and you see...
all the sites.
The... Washington Monument, yep. Lincoln Memorial, and so forth. So that's always a great one. But we will be next month in New York.
August 18th, we land in New York City, and then we'll be in New York City for a day, and then we're hopping on over to
Catskills.
The Catskills.
Of all places.
Yeah, of all places, the Catskills, which is where the resort world is.
Yeah.
Catskills, you may not know this, but in the 50s and the 60s, it was a big resort area in upstate New York where, you know, the musicians went to play, the comedians went to play. It's just a place built this billion-dollar resort world complex over there. So Miss New York USA is going to be there on the 18th or 19th and 20th.
18th, 19th, and 20th, correct.
So we're going in. We are going to be making the rounds, meeting the guests,
very
meeting
much
the contestants,
looking forward to it. We have been
making the scene, yeah, as they say.
I don't think we've been to that pageant for... At least four years.
4 or 5 years. And we went 3 times, I think.
Yeah.
In, where was it at? It was in...
Search for the W.
I forget what it was.
About an hour north of...
Manhattan.
Manhattan.
Yeah.
Kind of a small little town, I think.
Yeah, it's... I forget what the name of the place is. Yeah. Boy, it's amazing.
But I couldn't see the resorts world being in that city, but Catskills sounds so...
It's a resort. It's a resort town, the Catskills. Yeah. Kind of like Atlantic... It's like an Atlantic City.
Yeah.
Without the gambling.
Yeah.
So we will be there. So if you've got any products, service, or you'd like to get involved in the gift bags, contact us.
Yeah, we still have a month for that. Still have a couple days for Maryland, but we have over a month for New York.
Yeah.
That's the big one, though. That's probably California and New York are the two biggest. Would you say, Mark?
I would say, yeah, without question. And we're also doing California, by the way, in September, I believe.
So if you can't make it for Maryland or New York next month, we're doing California in...
I think it's September.
September or October.
Right. Okay. And again, I think either New York or California are the two biggest ones of the year. When I say biggest, it's the number of the
we're winding down.
The pageants. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're not about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So anyhow, if you want to participate in any of the upcoming Wild Creations events, go to our website at wildcreationsmedia.com or send us an email at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. And also, we're developing right now the Bon Vivant Twins. Go to bonvivanttwins.com.
Right.
And because we're Bon Vivants, by the
way. Yes. If you don't know what that means, look it up. Google it. Here we are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're developing something in that area as well. And we're trying to do a little bit of acting on occasion.
We keep getting these auditions.
We're not looking out for them, but we're getting these auditions, and we're going, and we're trying.
Yeah.
But we are just not actors.
Yeah, we're not actors.
But the
invites keep coming. The auditions keep coming. One of these days, we may get something that you'll see us in.
Currently developing 2 reality shows that we're still pitching. So keep an eye for that. We're still pitching, still talking to people. So as things develop for that, we will be sure to let you know. Are we still on MySpace? Is MySpace still around?
No.
The last time we did this show, I remember you mentioned MySpace.
No. And we're not on storage for the next week or two either. I just checked today. So
we are
not on any upcoming episodes.
Like Mark always likes to say, we're like I Love Lucy, right?
Yeah, the reruns are running constantly around the world at any given time. It's just here in California, in the Los Angeles area, we are not going to be on in the next 2 weeks. So you'll have to hold off for that.
Yeah. So,
but on another note, we thank you all for tuning in and seeing our triumphant return to the airways here on LATalkRadio.com. We are the Harris Brothers. We are the Swag Brothers. We are the Bon Vivant Twins.
Well, we got a lot of names.
Yes. So you could watch us. Well, go to our website, wildcreationsmedia.com. Send us an email at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us at
LinkedIn.
That's
a lot of places to follow us.
A lot of places to follow us.
And hopefully we'll see you at our Emmy event because we
Emmy event is
September 17th.
7 weeks away.
2 months.
Wow, that's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah.
But anyhow, thanks for tuning in. We know your life is busy. You've got a lot of things to do. So we're grateful that you have
the time to check in.
Yeah. So until our next show, thanks. Stay safe. Get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated.
Enjoy life. Get
have
out
a,
there.
Have a cocktail and a good meal and a smoke. Go out for a long drive. Enjoy life. Be thankful you woke up today.
Till next time.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.